What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's Monday, September 12th. I'm producer Victor Wright from Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. A new Gallup poll shows that half of U.S. workers say they are quiet quitting, a phenomenon in which employees do the bare minimum at work. The key term here is employee engagement, which measures involvement at work and enthusiasm employees have about work. Since 2021, employee engagement has fallen, as workers feel unfulfilled with their jobs and are now being asked to return to the office. Ray Smith, reporter on the careers team at the Wall Street Journal, joins Oscar Ramirez for more on quiet quitting.
Thanks for joining us, Ray.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about quiet quitting. It's been getting a lot of buzz lately. Basically, the idea is people at work just doing the bare minimum. You know, some said at the beginning it was kind of an effort to reclaim some work-life balance. You know, I'm just going to do the bare minimum, get out of there, go home, and then do what I want to do. But according to Gallup right now, what we're seeing, a new survey from them, is that quiet quitters could make up almost half of the workforce. And we're seeing this in younger employees. And a big reason for it may be because employers are making people go back to work. Now, the key term in all this is employee engagement. So, Ray, tell us a little bit more about what we're seeing from Gallup.
One of the things that is so intriguing about this from Gallup is that this is really the first time that we're seeing some research and numbers backing up this quiet quitting phenomenon. You know, since we've heard about it, there's been a lot of debate on whether it's real or not. But with these Gallup numbers, it shows that there is something to that. And though quiet quitting isn't new, it is something that is a term that we're seeing more recently to describe something that's long been known as engagement, basically how engaged people are. And Gallup actually has been measuring employee engagement since 2000. What they found was that since 2021, employee engagement in general has fallen. And that was concurring with the Great Resignation and people rethinking what they wanted to do, like what they wanted out of their careers, or they wanted to seek more fulfilling careers, or they weren't satisfied with work, and so they were quitting to find something else. And what we're seeing now, especially among younger workers, is this rise in feelings of, you know, I don't feel connected to my workplace, or I don't feel connected to the work that I'm doing, or I'm unsatisfied, I'm unfulfilled, I'm unhappy, I'm angry, I'm resentful. Gallup said some of this is due to a lot of us not being in the office at all or often with our colleagues. And yet that's one of the biggest tensions between bosses and employees right now, whether to go into the office and is my company making me go back to the office?
Yeah, it's kind of a weird catch-22. So really quick, the breakdown from Gallup, they said about a third of people are engaged. That means they're happy they're at work. 20% are actively disengaged. That means they're totally checked out. So that leaves just about 50% of people being what they call, quote unquote, not engaged. These are the people doing the bare minimum. And yeah, you're right. So it's kind of this weird catch-22 where workers are saying, I feel disconnected because we haven't been there for this whole time of the pandemic. But employers are making them come back because they think that's a fix for it. And, you know, there's other data that shows that, you know, 64% of respondents to another survey said that they'd consider looking for a new job if their employers made them come back full time. So it's this weird catch-22 where you just can't get out of it, it seems like.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, you know, one thing to bring up, I'm glad you brought up those great points. and observations, but and there's also this attitude of what am I getting out of work? And especially for the younger generation, they've seen, you know, their parents get burned out or hustle and then get laid off. And so some of this is almost like rebellion, rejection against hustle culture. And it's the idea that I only want to work from 9 to 5. You can't email me at 6 or yeah. call me at 7 or expect me to work on weekends. And so some of this is not engaging is another way of saying I'm not participating in hustle culture and I'm not going to let you take over my life. And this is a reclaiming, if you will, of a work-life balance. And that's some of what we're seeing here as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, and even when you're talking about these hybrid work options, we've seen some data say that quit rates fall by as much as 35% in some cases. Some people say the value of working from home could be anywhere from 7 to 8%, equivalent of a pay increase. So people really feel strongly about that. And for this piece, you spoke to a number of people that were unhappy with what was going on with work calling them back. What were some of their experiences like?
Sure. Some of their experiences were, I mean, one woman told me quite frankly that she wanted more autonomy. It was the word she used, and that word kept coming up. And what I mean by that is that this woman in particular, she was working for a company that insisted on return to office 5 days a week. And then at some point they allowed 1 day a week where you could work from home, but then they pulled that back temporarily. And that was this woman's last straw. She had just recently had a child and she wanted more flexibility and her company didn't seem to want to give her the flexibility she was seeking. So she found a remote job and she quit her old job and found a remote job. And she talked about wanting that feeling of autonomy, like I want control over my schedule and I want more flexibility and I want more work-life balance. In cases where people want a hybrid situation, that has come up in several interviews I've had with people where they say, I don't want my boss monitoring me or just coming in for the sake of coming in just to show my face. And I want to have more control over my schedule. And hybrid is sort of a happy medium, if you will, for people like that who want more flexibility. In some cases, there are some people who don't mind being in the office, but it's a real source of tension. And I think this issue of work-life balance and autonomy and questioning almost like, why do I need to be in the office when I've proven when we were remote that I can do the job? It just doesn't make sense. It's like, make the math math.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, that's one of the tough parts, too. When you give something to people, it's very hard to take it back. Right. And people have
exactly.
And people have gotten so comfortable with it. And to the point about being in the workplace, you know, this is from some other data there. People are stressed when they go to the workplace. 67% of people experience it weekly, some daily. There's concerns over the length of the workday, just job security. All of this stuff kind of compounds and it really makes for a tough situation. And that's why people kind of turn to, I mean, it's a new catchy term, the quiet quitting, but you're right, this has kind of been around for a long time. So we'll see. We'll continue to monitor how all of this progresses. And, you know, hopefully people aren't phoning it in because it's important to take pride in your work. And maybe if that's the case, you should pursue another lane. But, you know, we'll continue to watch for all of this. Ray Smith, reporter on the careers team at The Wall Street Journal. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm producer Victor Wright, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check us out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.